الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the ayat recited, Allah Azza wa Jal has made mention with regard to one of the beauties of the Holy Quran. And we have just emerged fresh from the month of Ramadan, and we are all aware that the month of Ramadan is also known as the month of the Quran, because it was in the month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Holy Quran. So therefore, in today's bayan, and perhaps in the next bayan or so, would like to make mention of the beauty of the Holy Quran and the rights and the duties that we owe to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique in every one of its aspects, not only in the grandeur of its literary style and the splendor of its words, but also in its substance, meaning and message. There has been no other book, sacred or otherwise, which has had such a vast and deep impact upon the history of mankind. No other kitab which has so radically changed the individual and the collective life of millions of people the way the Holy Quran has. The Holy Quran is unique, as I said, in every one of its aspects. There is no other kitab which has made mention with regard to transforming the life of people the way the Holy Quran has. It is far more superior than the sermon of anyone who gives sermons or any other preacher. The ethical and moral teachings of the Holy Quran are a class on its own. It is a kitab which the way it reveals the strength and the weaknesses of the human being, it is nothing but astounding. The way the Quran makes mention of the weakness of the human being and how it makes mention of the strength of the human being, it is astounding. See at how Allah Ta'ala makes mention in Surah Waqih, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعَ. Allah Ta'ala has created human being, he is prone towards hastiness. He likes to do things in haste without giving proper thought to the consequences of his amal. At times Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regard to the strength of human beings in such a manner that if you just read through it casually, you won't even understand that how Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to the strength of human beings. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second chapter of the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. That human being is ignorant. Now, how do you say that this is the strength of a human being? You cannot say this mic in front of you is ignorant, because it does not have the capacity to understand and receive. Therefore, you will not say a mic that it is ignorant. By making mention with regard to human being ignorant, Allah Ta'ala has also revealed that yes, there is a plus point and a positive aspect with regard to this, that he has the capacity to understand. He has the capacity for intellect. Therefore, the opposite is also true of himself. It is such a kitab. It is such a kitab that no contradictions or no falsehood can find a way through the Holy Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nisa, don't you ponder over the Holy Quran. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Had it been from anyone else besides Allah, you would have found many contradictions. But because it is from Allah, there is no apparent contradiction in it. There is no contradiction in the Holy Quran. The Quran is such a kitab that it reveals the life and reveals with regard to the previous ummah. But yet it cannot be described as a book of history. Because when it makes mention of those previous ummah, it is not to give you historical information, but to give you a moral lesson. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِعُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily in all the incidents we have made mention of in the Holy Quran, there is ibrat and there is lessons for those who possess understanding and intellect. It throws light on a variety of sciences, yet you cannot call it a textbook of science. It is not poetry, despite its very beautiful rhythm and eloquence, and despite its captivating charm and attractiveness. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّاعِرِ. It is not the word of any poet. It is something which is beyond poetry. Then what is the Holy Quran? In the ayat which I have recited before you, Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to the greatest aim and objective of the Holy Quran. That it has been revealed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for whom all praise is due, for granting us such a great kitab, to guide mankind upon the right path. Kitabun anzalnahu. It is a kitab that we have revealed. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ. To remove people and humanity. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. From darkness. From the darkness of kufr. From the darkness of ignorance. From the darkness of transgression. From the darkness of superstition. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And bring them upon the light. The light of iman. The light of ilm. The light of iman and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a kitab which makes mention of the common source of all religions. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. The entire humanity were upon one religion. One religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it confirms and affirms all what has been revealed upon the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. مُسَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. We find many a times make mention of in the Holy Quran. It confirms what has been revealed upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what has been revealed upon the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. It is such a kitab and such a book that does not need any introduction, because it introduces itself. Ask of the Holy Quran with regard to its origin. The Holy Quran will call out, تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have been revealed from the Lord of the worlds. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. I have been revealed and I come from one who is full of praise and full of wisdom. And then where it is, its source, where does it come from? The Quran will call out, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَّجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَّحْفُوظٍ. The source of the Holy Quran is from the protected tablet in Jannah and in the heavens. And then ask of the Holy Quran that how do you make your way through to the world, to this material world? And the Quran will say, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْعَمِينُ. I came through the means and the agency of Ruhi Amin, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon who did you come in this world? Nuzzila ala Muhammadin wa huwa al-haq. 26th part of the Holy Quran. I have been revealed upon Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and I am the truth. And then when did it come? The Quran will say, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. It is a month of Ramadan that the Holy Quran was revealed. In which night did you come? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We reveal the Holy Quran in the night of Qadr. And look at the beauty of the Holy Quran. The night in which it was revealed is the most superior night throughout the entire year. The month in which it was revealed, it is Shahru Ramadan, the greatest of all the months of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established. The Prophet upon whom it was revealed is Imamul Anbiya, the greatest and the Imam of all the Prophets. The ummah upon which it came upon was khayra ummah, the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ummah. The period in which it was revealed is khayrul qurun, the best of all times. This is the Holy Quran, my dear respected brothers. And the Holy Quran is a miracle. It is a miracle in more ways than one. It is a miracle of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were many miracles of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran enjoys the distinction not only amongst the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also amongst the miracles of all the former prophets. The reason being that all the miracles that came with the former prophets, upon their passing away, that miracle ceased to exist. The asa of the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the staff of the Musa alayhi salam, is well known. That when you used to throw it down, it used to turn into a snake. But with the passing away of the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if anyone were to touch that staff, it would not produce that same miracle, because it was confined to the time of the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But because the Quran is the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam's miracle and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's prophethood will be till the day of Qiyamah. The miracle Allah Ta'ala had granted him also will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And the Quran, as I've made mention, is a miracle in more ways than one. The ulama have made mention that one of the miracles of the Holy Quran is the mode of expression, the richness of the expression of the Holy Quran. The first recipients of the Holy Quran were the Arabs, whom we refer to as the ignorant Arabs, those who were in the time of Jahiliyyah. They do not have any pretension to ilm, knowledge and wisdom. But yet they favored themselves with one aspect, and that was with regard to the mastery they had over the Arabic language. They had a complete mastery over the language, and they had such a mastery that they were in possession of a spontaneous eloquence, an eloquence that even upon the spur of the moment, an ordinary Arab of that time would reel off hundreds of poems. They were such poets in pre-Islamic times that when they used to refer to a particular thing with one word, they never again in their poetry referred to that same item with the same word. They always used another word. They had a complete mastery over the Arabic language. Therefore, they used to, due to this mastery, refer to non-Arabs as ajam, people who are dumb, people who can't speak. Why they can't speak? Because they had such a mastery over their language. But yet when the Quran came on the scene, and when the Quran was revealed upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran laid down a challenge to humanity. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you are in any doubt over what we have revealed upon our bondsman, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. Then bring one surah equivalent to the beauty of the Holy Quran. Despite the mastery the Arabs of that time had over the Arabic language, despite the fact that they were extremely hostile to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and given half a chance, they would not have hesitated to hurt or embarrass our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite that, they could not raise up to this challenge. In fact, they were completely taken aback by this challenge. Walid bin Mughira was one of the greatest poets of that time. And one day he came to the gathering of the Quraysh of Makkah. And he told the Quraysh of Makkah, and they were discussing, how do we put a stop to the strength and to the spread of Islam? Walid bin Mughira said, leave it to me. Let me go and approach Muhammad. I will put forward to him various baits. And he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you seek wealth through the means of prophethood, we are prepared to make available all the wealth of Makkah to you. If you seek leadership, we are prepared to make you the king. If you seek any women through the means of prophethood, we are prepared to make your nikah to any woman of Arabia. You just have to make the choice. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything at that stage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the few opening rukus of Surah Hamim Sijda. It had such an effect upon him that he just stood there forgetting the reason and objective why he had came. And he stood befixed and bewitched with what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting, because he knew Arabic. He realized that this was something which is beyond the scope and the ability of a human being. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after a few rukus, made sijda of Hamim sijda, he also fell down into sijda. And when he came back to the Quraysh of Makkah, they all started saying that it seems that Walid bin Mughira has also left his religion. He has also gone. We have sent him to stop the spread of Islam. It seems that he has also been taken aback. And then Walid bin Mughira came. And he said, oh people of Makkah, leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. His religion is going to spread. You call him a poet, but yet I have known and I'm aware and have knowledge of all the poetry of the people of Makkah and Arabia. This is something which is beyond poetry. You, Aliyadu Billah, refer to him as a madman. When people hear him saying such beautiful things, they will never believe that he is a madman. And the only thing that I can say is that perhaps you could call him a sorcerer. One who distinguishes and differentiates and creates rift between parents and their children, between brothers and brothers, and between people of the same tribe. The Quran says, and then despite the people of Arabia, that is something else. But even up till today, the literature of Arabia, of the Arabic language, both classical and modern, is even available up to today. And yet they could not raise and meet up to this challenge of the Quran. The Quran has made mention, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ أَلَا أَيَعْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَعْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ. If all the jinnat and all humanity gathered together, and they would like to bring an equivalent to the Holy Quran, لَا يَعْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ, they will never be able to do so. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, and if you cannot do so, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, and you will never be able to do so. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ, then fear the fire of Jahannam. The fuel of that fire is الْحِجَارَ, mankind and stones. This is one aspect of the beauty of the Holy Quran. Another aspect of the miracle of the Holy Quran is with regard to the authenticity of the Holy Quran. There are many other revealed books and many books that came upon the past prophets, but they are not today in its original and authentic form. But yet today we can say with pride that the Quran that we read, without even the change of a single word or even a change of a single dot, it is a very holy Quran. The very same words we read that was revealed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala has preserved it not only in the shape of its words, but also in the hearts of human beings. That if today someone were to try and erase and eradicate the Holy Quran from the pages and the words of the Holy Quran, they will not be able to erase and eradicate it from the protected vault which carry the Holy Quran. And that protected vault are the hearts of the Huffaz Ikram, which contain the Holy Quran and the words of the Holy Quran. And in this, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, and we got, it's Allah ta'ala's grace, that the Huffaz who protect the words of the Holy Quran and the ulama who protect the meanings of the Holy Quran, they are in reality a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's miracle made mention in the first ruku of the 14th supara, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily we have revealed the Holy Quran, the reminder, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and we will see to its protection. Only two aspects of the miracle of the Quran I have made mention. Inshallah, in the future weeks, we will make mention of other aspects of the Quran's beauty, and also with regard to the rights and duties that we owe to the Holy Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give you and I the tawfiq. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the hadith, the dua, اللهم زين أخلاقنا بالقرآن. Oh Allah, adorn our character with the Holy Quran. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. Oh Allah, enlighten our hearts with the Holy Quran. ونجنا من النار بالقرآن. Save us from the fire of Jahannam through the means of the Quran. وادخلنا الجنة بالقرآن. And enter us into Jannah through the means of the Holy Quran. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.